Okay, we are in the middle of beginning of Perek Yudches. We're up to Pasuk Vav in the Radak. Okay, the Radak is going to be some long Radak. So Radak is going to summarize the entire message that Yechezkel is delivering in the name of Hashem. The basic idea over here is there is a complaint that Klal Yisrael is lodging against Hashem, and that it's not fair why they should suffer the sins of their fathers. That they claim that they are tzaddikim relative to their ancestors, and their ancestors had a wonderful life. They died peacefully, and nothing happened to them. And yet they, the children who are better, who at least the children are claiming are better than their forefathers, are suffering. It's not fair. Zelo fair. So Hashem says to Yechezkel, this is nonsense. I want you to give them a message. The message basically is, we just started the message, we'll see it in a lot more detail in a few moments, but the message is Hashem, he describes three generations. He describes the grandfather who is a tzaddik. Then he describes the child who is a rasha. And then the grandchild who is choyzeh b'shuv, goes back to the roots of his grandfather, and is a tzaddik. So it's like korech, sandwich. You have a tzaddik, first generation is tzaddik, second generation is a rasha, third generation is a tzaddik.
Theory of alternating generations.
And Hashem says that the two generations of tzaddikim will merit reward, and the generation of the rishoyim, they will suffer. That's basically what it says. I mean, that's really what all this is, and it's very elaborate. It will many psukim, many details, but that's the basic message. And in between the lines is Hashem is basically saying is there's no such thing as saying that a person suffers for the sins of his ancestors. Every person is independent. Every person has their own account, and they will receive reward and punishment according to their deeds. And if you don't understand, just look deeper within yourself to appreciate that Hashem's mishpat is emes. Obviously, it's very hard for us to understand because from the Jewish history, we see that people. We do see it's the classic question, tzaddik v'ra'ah. But then let's try to do the best that we can with the psukim. So yeah, we're up to, I believe, the Radak. The Radak, let's start. The Radak Pasik. Let's go to Pasik Hey and run through Pasik Tes. Okay, Hey through Tes in the Radak, because we do the Rashis and the Mitzudos. And we're going to come across some very long Radaks. Pasik Hey in the Radak begins. Again, it's Perig Yud Ches. Perig Yud Ches, Pasik He. Radak, let me just find Radak in my edition. Sometimes it's a little tricky. Okay, here it is. Okay. The Ish Kihi Yetzadik Ato Yifarish HaMishpat Kasher Milufanav. Right now, Hashem is going to explain Mishpat, the true Mishpat. That is correct before Hashem. Kidei shelo yitu oibo, so that people should not make any mistakes.
What?
I'm reading the Radak. Perik Yud Ches. Perik Yud Ches. Pasuk Hey.
Okay.
So ato yifarish hamishpat kashehu milufanav. Now Hashem is coming to explain mishpat as it appears from His perspective. Kidei shelo yitu oibo, so that people should not make any mistake and think that there is injustice in this world. Gam ein lohem litois bameshek osu b'Torah. Also, they should not make a mistake what it says in the Torah. Poiked avoin avos albanim. Hashem over here is acknowledging, and indeed these psukim are going to actually say these psukim, these quotations from the Torah are going to be quoted by Yechezkel in a few moments, at the end of this chapter. But Hashem says, do not make a mistake when I in the Torah wrote, Hashem indeed does visit upon the children the sins of their fathers. You have to understand the context of when that is true. Sharei kosav sham lisson oi. There, the only time it's true is when the children are my enemies. The children are continuing to behave in the evil ways of their forefathers. And now we explain in very great detail. Ki ye letzadik bihimonoi mimitzvot lo sase. When a tzaddik holds himself back from doing a mitzvah, le'saseh, he does not do anything wrong. In addition to not doing averos, he also does mitzvah saseh. And now the psukim can go on to describe in detail the examples of good deeds and sins. Number one is El Heharim Loi Ochal. The tzaddik did not eat from the mountains. So first he has a little victor, komatz bezokef. There is a hehorim, there is a kamatz bezakev l'fi shahoyah. I'm not sure what he means by that. L'fi shahoyah ovdim avad zara al heharim haramim k'moshe kasuf l'fi amar al heharim loy ochal. They would eat when they would offer sacrifices to the idols, and that's why we refer to this in such. The El Kamo Al, the El is like the word Al upon the mountains. Okay, El Har means Al. Translate the word El Heharim as if it said Al Heharim. V'chamor Rabbim, v'amar Ochal, l'fi shohoye oichlim sham zivchehem acharei hakravasam. They ate their sacrifices after they brought them. La'avodazar, v'chintigam yonasan, b'turaya, lo'filach le'tavasa. On the mountains, they did not offer sacrifices to idols, which is a mistake. Next, the Ein of Loi Nasa El Gilul Beis Yisrael. They did not lift up their eyes to Avodah Zarah. Ein Tzach Lema Shlo Avad Avodah Zarah. Not only did they not worship idols, El Afilu Ein of Loi Nasa Elecha. They did not even turn their eyes. K'nin Shenemar Al Tifnu El Holilim. V'achar Shezachar Hu Avodah Zarah. V'hi Avera Shein Bein Adam Lamakayim. V'hi Shkula Kenega Kol Hato Averos. It's equivalent to all of the Averos. Now, Zachar Mi Avera Shein Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. Haragilois, which are very common, b'masav matan in business, v'halva and loans, sheragilimba, which people make a mistake. Now, do you have what it says next? I have a nusach acher. Do you have that in your edition? Anyone following along in pasik vav? Nusach, I have now in brackets, nusach acher.
No.
You don't have that. Okay, so we won't do it then. Do you have what it says, v'chol zeh, what's the next word in your edition? V'chol zeh inyan? You don't have any of this? Okay, let me look at one of your editions. Let me see. Give me one of your editions. Let me see what's going on over here. Let me then read with you in your edition so we'll be on the same page. Do you have another one? Alright, cool. There's a lot of different discussions here. Okay, so let's go back again. So we're middle over here in the Radak and Pasik and Pasik Hey. Okay, Gimel Dalit Hey. Okay, El Ham Loy Ochal. Ein Avoy Nosa.
It's far.
Pasik Vav. I don't see a Pasik Vav over here. Okay, let's start again from the Dibur HaMaskel. Okay, I'm on page Reish Dalit. Okay, let's start again from the Dibur HaMaskel. The Ein of Loy Nasa. A person did not lift up his eyes to El Gilulei Beis Yisrael. Ein Tzach Lemash Loy Avad Akom. It goes without saying they did not worship. Ella afilu ein of loynasa. He did not even turn his eyes. Elecha kibin kinyin shenemar al tifnu el holilim. Do not turn to the gods. V'achar shezachar akum v'hi avod shemin adam amakayim v'yishkul k'nei chaveros zachar meveros shemin adam chaveros haragilus b'masim matan. Now we're going to mention the halva. Now we mention sins between one man and his fellow man. Shragilim b'nei adam ba. Period. V'zachar min ha'arayos. We're also going to mention illicit relationships. Ma. She Adam Karoiv Eleha, referring to relations, women that are near a person. Ki kol arayo shehem she'er b'saroi ein tzach l'zachram ki rebnei Adam b'deilu mehem. We don't have to go through the entire all the arayos in Parshas Acharemos because those are very weird. It's not very common for a person to be nichshol incest. Okay, incest is not something which is common. So we don't need to go into detail regarding those sins because that's not common. So we need to go into detail regarding eshes chaverot, adultery, and the like, which is much more common. The afilo rishon, even incests, even the rishon do not do this. The zochar mitzvah sasei. Then we refer to the mitzvah sasei of tzedakah. She mitzvah hagedola bedvarim. What?
Most the point of it there is
don't be like the goyim
because right? They do
right, but we don't need to go with it's not still it's not as common. Being that it's not as common, said so, it's not necessary for us to go into delve into this over here. That's why Yecheskel only mentions eshes chaveroi and a person's wife when she is in nida. Now we go into the mitzvah say, which are the primary mitzvah say tzedakah. There is no greater mitzvah say than tzedakah. Shukim justice, without justice the world cannot exist. Just a generality of all of Hashem's laws. Okay, now we're going into much more detail. After we mention the son is not going to be punished due to the sins of the father, Omar ki afilu avoinos atzmo lo yisa im yoshev mehem, even the one himself who does an avera, the generation number one and generation number three, I'm sorry, generation number two, that is the one that is indeed guilty, even they, Hashem says, will not suffer if they do teshuva. Uvechol zeh enyin zachar hagmol bechlal bechayim, we mention reward. Ve'oinesh bechlal b'misa, when we refer to reward, reward is summed up in one word, life. Punishment is summed up in one word, death. Period. The Chosaf Hagoyin Rav Sadia Zatzal, Zech Levracha, Kimasha Zocha Hachayim Hamisa Heim Lo'ilam Haba. Rav Sadia Golan says that when it says here Chayim and Moves, it's not referring to this world, it's referring to Olam Haba. Now, according to that interpretation, Rav Sadia Golan is basically giving an entirely new spin on this answer, on this entire topic. He's saying maybe Enochanami, in this world it may seem that people, that tzaddikim, are suffering and Rishohim are successful, but when Hashem over here is speaking, Hashem is speaking from his perspective in Olam Haba, in the Olam Ha'emes. That's why we say there will be Chayim and Moves in the real world, not in this make-believe world. That's what Rav Sadia Golan says, and that really deflects. Again, like it says, it totally puts a different twist that Enochanami, the children here are complaining, it's not fair, they are suffering. So Hashem is saying, you have to have emunah, that the suffering that you experience in this world is only in this world, but in the next world you're going to be rewarded. And this that your parents did not suffer in this world, but you should know that in the next world they are suffering. Vani Oimer, Radak says, I say ki emes kein hu. I'm not coming to argue with Rav Sadia Golan. Ki ikar ha'inish v'agmul hu l'olam haba. There's no question about that. That the ikar punishment rewards the next world. Avol ha'inin haniskar heina lo niskar al devar ha'olam haba. But I disagree with Rav Sadia, and I hold that the psukim here are telling us a guideline, instructions for this world. Ki inyan hazeh teshuva lo'imim ki aben na'ise avon ha'av b'ro'isam hatzaros rabos lebanim b'ro'isa hadar. The psukim here are addressing the complaint that the generation has, that the parents have sinned and they have ceased to exist, they died peacefully, and their children are suffering. The people here are not coming to complain what's going to happen in the next world. Maybe Enochinami, they have faith what is going to be in the next world. But a person has an expectation that even in this world, if you follow Hashem's mitzvot, you should be rewarded. They're coming to complain about what is taking place in this world. There has to be an answer for this question, and this wonder, period. So if that's the case, Radak is saying, if I am correct, that Yecheskel is addressing the situation in this world, then he's not going into enough detail. He's just telling us Chayim and Moves. Ki Amar Zelikatzer. The answer is there is a limit to how much space. The printer only gave us a limit to how much you can print on the page. Therefore, Hashem only said only Chayim and Moves. Ulezeicher Adav Hakolel. Chayim means everything, all of the blessings of this world. So the Radak is saying, but L'chayra, the Unkelus in that pasuk is like Rav Sadia. Chayim is a code for Olam Haba. Einochinami, ein mashmos v'chai ela b'olam hazeh. Ida coming to disagree with the deeper meaning of the unkelis, but still you can't deny pshuta shel mikra. It means in this world as well. Kamo shal yikol abrochos v'akolos sheyadim b'toyra b'olam hazeh. Like the Torah designated in this world, There's also a remez for the next world. And again, other examples. When it says Adam, when he ate, there's going to be death. It means death in this world. That means all everything, all of the problems in this world. Everything in this world. This is generality. The makom habrachos v'klolos of this world. Hine kara habrachos hachayim v'kara haklolos hamaves. Period. V'atam ki hachayim im hahatzlacha v'hatoiv. Life with success and good. Heim hachayim is life. V'im hara, and if life is evil, if life is painful, that is the equivalent heim hamaves. Heim hamisam. K'mosh amar al hamatzliach b'maaseh v'yamar to kol l'choi. Just like we have this expression of a person is successful, we say, Kol lechoy, so shall you live. But that is really, it's an expression which means you shall be successful. V'hamenuga begufoy nikra meis, k'mo she'omar al-na-tihi k'meis. Let Miriam not be like a meis. V'chein ha'oni choshuv k'meis, v'omar ha'nefesh ha'chotas ki tomus, omar al-nefesh shehid ba'lus ha'tayva, v'ha'chotas im ha'guf, v'chein omar nefesh ki sechte, v'chein him v'kabelus ha'inish, im haguf horror of v'acholi famine sickness v'ashevi captivity v'chol ze v'adoy melo yikori miska. It's very, very simple. What he's saying over here is that the word misa is a code word for tsoros in this world. It does not necessarily mean death. It does not necessarily mean death in olam haba. Misa is a code word for a rotten life, a life of misery. Chayim is a code word for success, happiness, blessing in this world. It doesn't just mean olam haba. It doesn't just mean physical life to be attached to a machine and your heart is beating. It means happiness and success. Ki misha chayiv roim choshev kemes. V'kam amin ha'nevim b'chayim sh'alu misasam. Many of the Nevi'im, they asked Hashem to die. Isn't that an amazing thing? Suicide, assisted suicide. Okay, are you as a person allowed to take
Yonah
his own? What? Yonah. Yirmiah. Yirmiah, he cursed the day he was born. Yirmiah, I think even Yeshaya. I think a lot of the Nevi'im, they just did not want. You find it's a very interesting topic about death. A person wants to die. You find Choni Hamagel. Choni Hamagel, he came back after 70 years. He says, "This is not my world. I have no desire to live."
Well, he didn't want to. That's why it's Yom Hilula, you know, because
he was happy to die.
Anymore, right?
He was happy
he
to die.
To leave this world.
He wanted to leave this world. And you have also Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. When Reish Lakish died, Rabbi Yochanan said, "What's like Oy Chavrusa, Oy Misusa." So there are many examples in Chazal where a person is mispalel to die. There were stories in the Gemara where a woman, I think it's in the Gemara, a woman came to one of the Amoraim and said, "I don't want to live. I'm already 100 or whatever. Everyone, I outlived everyone that I know, and I have no cheshek to live." So he asked her, "What's your seder hayoyim?" She says, "I'm the first one in shul. I'm from the Asara Rishonim. I wake up very early. I go to shul, and I daven." So he told her, "Just don't go to shul for 3 days. If you don't go to shul for 3 days," and kachava, she did not go to shul for 3 days, and she died. So you see that there is such a thing in this world as a person ending his life prematurely. So how do you reconcile that with chayesha by chassidim? I remember I was in the hospital once. I was like, you always hear about this, and you know the hospitals today, they're very, very desperate that the patient should die. This is the trend. Okay, it's mamish, a fight. It's a fight to do anything you want to do to prolong life. You're fighting the system. The system is set up where, when a person rachmana litzlan is terminal, let's just accelerate the process. Okay, so halachically, I don't know, you know, accelerate, but you can let the process run its course. But chassidim, some people, they're very into chayesha, like no, we have to everything possible. I was in the hospital, my parents were there. So there was a Hasidic family, and they were making the hospital miserable, like totally off the charts. Chayesha, to preserve the person, whoever this relative was. I think it's like a 100-year-old lady, an old lady. They wanted to do everything possible to keep her alive for every last second, and the hospital was, they were going out of their minds with this family. Okay, who's to say? I mean, it's each his own. But you definitely see a precedent in halacha. There are examples where a person is not mechuyev to tolerate suffering. At least you're not allowed to do anything biyadayim. Biyadayim, you can't go pull the, you can't mamash pull the plug. But you see examples of where a person, he says over here, with the neviim v'kama min haneviim b'chayehem sho'alu misasam k'moy shemotzinu b'iyoy v'chasho amar ki haben lo yisav. Now, v'chasho amar ki haben lo yisav b'ven shu gadol. Now we're going back to the topic of discussion. When it says here that a child is not going to bear responsibility for the sins of the father, we're dealing with a child who's an adult. Do not be misled to think that the ben over here means an infant, a 5-year-old under bar mitzvah, even under 20 years old. We're dealing here with an adult, and we're only calling him a ben relative to his biological father who did averos. Shuroi le'oinesh, he's over 20 years old. Ulesachar is roi for reward. Me'atzmei aval habonim haketanim. So here it says here in the Radaki makes this very clear. Habonim haketanim. Mesim b'avoyim avoyisam. Indeed, they do die due to the sins of their fathers. V'chein yitav lochem b'schus avoyisam. Banim ketanim. This is amazing. This I never saw before. I never saw this idea where someone writes that banim ketanim, Hashem is native to them b'schus avoyisam. Did you ever see that before? Never. At least I never saw this. We always have this principle that the father at bar mitzvah, he makes the bracha, Baruch shepatrani me'oin shay shalzeh. My sins will no longer be carried over to my child. I will never have to bear the guilt that because of my averos, my child suffered now that he is an adult and he stands on his own. But where do you ever see this concept that a father, that Hashem is good to a child in the zuchus of his father?
Well, because he only said me'oin shay shalzeh, he doesn't say about the good stuff.
The good stuff, right. That he's unhappy with. That, but it's a chiddush that it does carry over. Where do you see? Where is the Radak getting this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind to a child? A child could be in sakana, and
why do you have to say me'onche?
Mizer. So you don't want to say that because Adarab, you do want your child to go and continue in the schus of the father.
Right. So
you never know when a person. I always think there were two incidents. I don't want to go into any details, but there were two stories I know of where it was, in my eyes, it was a miracle, nothing less than an open miracle, where a child, it was a very dangerous situation, and it was a miracle that nothing happened. And it always haunts me, these stories, I can't tell you the details for personal reasons, always haunts me, like, why did Hashem intervene and allow this miracle to happen to save this child in this instance? And who's Zuchus? For what purpose? It's very interesting. This is a very fascinating radak. V'chein yitav lohem b'zuchus avoysam. Aval ha-gadoylem, shem reshoim, but adults, who are wicked, lo to'ilam zuchus avoysam, the merit of their forefathers are not going to be of any benefit, k'moshe ha-tzadikim lo yazdikum avoyin avoysam, just like tzadikim are not going to be hurt by the sins of their fathers. K'moshe omar, b'toyra, pekeid avoyin avoys al banim, V'oimer, and there is a condition in the Torah only lists son oy only in regard to those whom are my enemies. The Omar, the Gmula Toiv, Shemer Habris, the Achesed, Loyavav, Lushem Mitzvah, Lelftar. Those people who are tzaddikim, Hashem guards them, even for 1,000 generations. Avul Mida Hatoiv, Meruba Midis Hapranis, Kizuchus, Ho'oiv, Kizuchus, Ho'ovois, Shemer Habonim, Umoysif lohem toiva bischus avoysam afiluli eliftar oila al payim doros, even for 2,000 generations. Kamosh shamar lonu bris avasenu avraham yisak yakiv. Ad hayom until today, shanachnu oyava vishemer mitzvaysav v'af al pi sheyesh beinenu rishoyim, even though there are among those wicked people, kol yishol nikayim hayom me'avoyin akom. Everyone today is clean from the sin of Avodah Zarah, umishar avoinos haniskodim nikim roi v'Yisrael, the kol shekein sheftiach avoseinu bezeh k'moshe amar ki yidativ l'man asher yitzav esbonav v'yesbeis v'achav I was just learning the Haggadah, and I saw a Vard, and the Vard says the entire Haggadah is built upon this pasuk. The entire Haggadah really is a tribute to Avraham Avinu. It's part of the end of this pasuk, I think it says. The entire Haggadah is built upon this pasuk, because what exactly are we doing in the Haggadah? We are kiyadativ, we are fulfilling what Hashem said to Avraham. I know Avraham, I know that his children and his descendants, kiyadativ, leman asher yitzav esbanav, yesbesoy, acharav, lishmar, derech Hashem. That's exactly what happens at the Seder. A father instructs his child to continue in his heritage and legacy of the derech Hashem. V'charasi mabris, ben absalim, lishmar habris, lebanav ad olam. The Omar, the Zachariah, the Espris Yakov, the Espris Yitzhak, the Espris Yakov, the Escar, the Omar, the Zachariah, the Labris, the Rishon, the Risk Crusoe, the Zer Avram, Yitzhak Yakov, Shlo Yisboshu, the Yis Goy, Lifneakel, Yisala, they will never cease. The Asher Yetzim Chalam Amunosenu, Lo Yu Mizaram, the MS, Ella Min Hamisafsuf, Ella Hasafsuf, Hagerim, Shniskaru, and those people who did indeed go off the derech were the Erev Rav.
Right.
The Erev Rav are the ones who had all the trouble in the Midbar. They made the Egel, Shneskayru, Ve'avon Avos, Shamu, Lebanim, Harisham, Lohoysef, Lohem, Kirasam, Ve'avon Avos, Al, Ad, Arbadoros, Lo Yosef. And those people who sin, the sins carried down for four generations. Kifein Yuchal Liros, Hazokin, Amoyret, Mibneibonov at Arba Dora. So here he says an awesome chiddush. Awesome. Why indeed is it Poikade Avoinovois al Bonim, al Bnei Bonim, al Shileshim, Vial Ribeim? What's the magic number four? You can talk about how God everything is four, because that's the most a person could expect to see in his lifetime, to see great grandchildren. Right? Avois, Bonim, Bnei Bonim, and Ribeim is al Bnei Bonim, Shileshim, Ribeim, great grandchildren. The most a person can expect to see in this world are great grandchildren. So therefore, if a person is a Rasha, Hashem is telling him, watch out. Don't go down this path. I'm going to punish you thoroughly to the end of your life, and in all the way down to see even by your great grandchildren. Great great grandchildren is not something which Hashem is going to address a person, because that's outside his reality. That's outside his perspective. So when it comes to doing tztok or mishpat, then it's going to be la'alof. That's even going to be after you leave this world. But the number four is a symbol, when it comes to children, is all of the children you can possibly see in your lifetime. Okay, next. Ki yesh rasha marich b'rasai. There's a rasha that's not b'rasai. V'zachar Eli sh'am aloy akel sh'yishma aloy ulbanef ha'avayin ad oylam. Now he's referring to Eli HaKoyen. Eliyah's children did not go in the Derech Hashem. They abused their authority. They were abusive. And what does it say about Eli? Hashem says to Eli that your children are going to be punished ad olam. Ad olam ha'avoinahu ha'yagadol. So he's asking a question. It's not fair. If Hashem says you're only going to suffer for four generations, why didn't Hashem punish Eli's descendants forever? We know that Abaye, he only lived, I think, until 40 years old.
40 years.
Why? Because
Rava lived
until 40. Why?
Lived till 60.
Why? Because Rava was a descendant of Eli, right. And Eli's children, they were cursed with kares. They're not going to live long, so it's not fair. Rava was already more than four generations since Eli. It's not fair. The kares. So the answer is because that was exceptional. The sins of Eli were off the charts. And therefore, it demanded an exceptional punishment, which would go down even to the next generation, into further generations. V'kari hadaris meirosh, Hashem, who knows what's going to happen. Yada shlo hoyu babanav nisha roi l'chaper oven avayisav ahu baburai. V'im yiyya lo yachol olav ha'oinesh ahu k'moish amru. So he says, interesting, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, none of the children would do mitzvahs to the degree that it would serve as an atonement for what Eli did. And therefore, there was no choice but for the punishment to go down all these generations. K'moshem Chazal, b'zevach v'mincha hu, einem eschaper, avol, but Bidav bidvar toig masasad mischapi. Now he's going to another idea: is that even though we schapi children, you cannot mechapi the koyach of Torah, then there can be a kapara. V'zocha b'parah. Okay, that is an end point here in the Radak. And so far, what the Radak basically has done over here to summarize this is his Rav Sadia Gaon. He's presented Rav Sadia Gaon that says everything that it says here in this psukim is chayim and maves. We're dealing with olam haba. And Hashem, Rav Sadia Gaon is taking the very easy answer out. This world, forget it. There's no way you can understand why bad things happen to good people, good things happen to bad people. I mean, good things happen to bad things happen to good people. Forget it. You just have to know, in olam haba, everything is going, the record's going to be set straight. The Radak strongly disagrees. The people here are not on a madrego where they're talking about olam haba. They're very practical. What's going to be here in this world? The Torah is a given for us here in this world, and it's telling us that if you'll do mitzvahs, you're going to have a good life. If you do avers, you're going to have a bad life. And that's what we're coming here to address. When it says to a bain and a father, a bain here does not mean a child. A bain here means an adult. And the adult is responsible for his own sins due to his age. And then we mentioned that when it comes to Averos, we only go down four generations, because four generations is the most a person can see in his life. Okay, now the Radak is going to go into a little drush. V'zochar b'parasha zois gimel doros. We're going to see soon three generations. Father, son, grandfather, because it corresponds to the three generations of people that are mentioned in the psukim. B'tzadik v'rosh b'tzadik, k'neged hadoro shohayu misra'amim aleihem, corresponding to the generations that were complaining against Hashem. Ki chizkiyahu, so here we go, chizkiyahu, hoya tzadik. He was truly righteous. V'leinosa avoin ochos aviv, tzidkiyahu did not suffer due to the sins of his father Ochos. Ochos is one of the worst kings. He was a Rasha. Tzidkiyahu, in fact, dragged the bones of his father after he died to show that he has no connection to this man. He was not going to follow him his ways. Umenasha binno, but the son of Menasha was a Rasha. Hayu Rasha. Shefech dam. Kemosha amar, v'hoyle ben paritz, shefech dam. V'hine, loy ho'ilu loy tzidkasa shel chizkiyahu ove v'nenash al rishoy. The righteousness of Tzidkiyahu did not help for Menashe. Menashe was ultimately captured by Nebuchadnezzar, by Melech Ashur, for lochduhu sorei tzivaois Melech Ashur, bechachim in hooks, v'yasruhu b'nechushtayim, they imprisoned him with chains, v'yolichu b'bavela, they brought Menashe down to Bavel, v'hinei ben Menashe hoi rasha, ben Menashe Oman was also a rasha. V'nenash al rishoy, period. V'nifkad alav gam avon aviv. Not only did Amon suffer for his sins, Amon also suffered for the sins of Menashe. V'loin molach ela shtei shanim, only for 2 years. V'yikshiru alav avadav, his servants rebelled, conspired against him. V'yimisuhu, they killed him. V'beisa, in his house. V'nei Amon ha'olid b'nao. It's interesting over here is with Radak, between the lines, he's saying something very, very interesting. He's saying over here that Amon, and Menashe was king for how many years? I believe 55 years.
Right.
Amon was king only for 2 years. So the Radak, between the lines, is asking the question, it's not fair. Why should Amon only be king for 2 years and have a conspiracy against him and be killed in a torturous way by his servants in his own house when his father, Menashe, was just evil and he lived for 50, he had a kingdom for 55 years and he did not die. He did not die Amisa Meshona, he was taken, in fact, he did tshuva at the end. So the answer is because Amon was being punished for the sins of Menashe. Unbelievable. Amon did not just suffer because of his own sins. Here was a fulfillment of Poked, Avoin Avois Al Bonim. Why? Because Amon was Ochazu Maaseim Biyadeim. Amon continued the evil ways of his father. Now we go on to the next generation. Who came after Amon? Came the greatest king in Klal Yisrael, Yoshiyahu. V'hinei Amon ha'olid ben v'yorei es, and he saw eschatois aviv asher asa. Yoshiyahu saw the evil ways of his father. V'loy asa kahena, he did not follow in his evil way. V'hinei loy meis b'avoyin aviv k'moshu hu kevan shu hoya tzadik. Yoshiyahu did not die did not die due to the sins of his father Amon. V'imtaymar hinei Amar ki v'shuv rasha mikol chatois. Even though he didn't die a violent death, Yoshua was killed by Melech Mitzrayim, but that was not due to the sins of Amon. That was due to his own sins for not listening to Yirmiyahu. Okay, good. Okay. That's enough. Okay. Everybody can have their own bank. All right, so let's go further. I'm like almost halfway down, a little bit less. If a person does teshuvah, he's not going to be responsible. So the question here is, what about Menashe? Menashe, for the last 25 years of his life, did teshuvah. And yet, it did not make a difference. His sins continued until the Churban. Kamosh Amar Bechates Menashe Nemar. It says Kiki Hu Chata. He was a sinner. Vehechti Yesaramim. Vehimushav Chet Haram Loha Yochol Lohashiv. Vehnisharu Masav Haroim Asher Ad Shechar Vaharetz Bavuram. His sins remained among the land. Lefichach Hayu Niskodim Masav. Period. So he's saying a very important insight is, although Menashe himself did teshuvah, but he was unable to undo, to reverse the damage that he inflicted upon Klal Yisrael. He set them in motion to do Avodah Zarah. He may have done Teshuvah, but he was unable to bring them back. And that's why he's still guilty. Avolo lo nisku, but indeed, for himself, he's not responsible for his own sins. Ki lo nenash bavuram, kevon she'osa Teshuvah. The nichna, ultimately, Menashe was humbled milfnei elokei avoisav. The Yishma Tefilosai, he was about to die in the dungeon. He was mispal. Hashem listened to his prayer. Vayetar loy, Hashem listened to him. Vayeshivu li Rishalayim l'malchusai. Period. Avol le'oichazei ma'asav. But to the people that went in his evil ways, for them it was too late. Nizkru, they were remembered for their sins. V'yinei inyin haparsha v'nachla bo hakol v'hakol mavur. And now we're going to go into, now this, everything else is self-understood. Okay, so over here he went in. This was in my edition. In the Radak, he has another edition which he has different ideas, entirely different ideas, and not totally different from my preparation. It appears that it's not exactly the same, but we'll leave it with this. So he's laid out over here a lot of Yisaidis, a lot of Yisaidis describing the generations of Chizkiyahu, Ochaz, and Menashe, and Amon, leading to the Churban of Yoshiyahu. And basically, each generation is accountable for their own sins. And now he's going to explain the psukim pasuk by pasuk back to the regular style. Now everything is short. Pasuk Zayin says, "The ish chavuloisav choiv yashiv." We're referring over here to the tzaddik. We're now going back and describing the first generation. The first generation is a righteous generation where they do mitzvahs. And one of the greatest mitzvahs a person can do is to return a pledge. If you lend someone money and you take a pledge as a guarantee for the loan, a collateral for the loan, you have to return the pledge when the person needs it. The pledge that you took to guarantee your loan, yashiv oisol ani kemosh tzivsa hatorah lahashiv es avoit, Torah demands to return the avoit, v'chavula. That is the loan. Okay, that refers to loan. But next, the Erum Nichta Beyud Hemshech, the Neshech Lo Yitain. He did not get involved in ribis. Habeis Pesucha Baneshech Lechesar Nahe Hayidia Upeirushoy Haneshech Hayidua Shasra Oisa Torah. We're referring to ribis. A person is honest in business. He does not take interest. V'tarbis lo yikach, amu razal, hu neshech, hu tarbis. These two words are exactly the same thing. V'lechilku olav akasav, ela la'avar la b'shnei lavin. The reason why the Torah repeats it twice, in order to add multiple losases, to give a person multiple punishments for violating the prohibition of ribis. V'omar lo, yitain b'shas ha'malveh. and it says the word yite lo at the time of loan, ki os hu noisein ve'omal lo yikach b'shas ha'gviyas ha'choyv ki os hu lokeach. We mentioned this yesterday, and it says here there are two prohibitions: the prohibition to lend money with ribbis, and there's a prohibition to collect the ribbis. Each one in and of itself is a separate violation. Me oval yoshev yadoi kamosha osra toro lo sasa oval mishpat the mishkol the mesura mishpat emes ki yeshefet beit shnei anoshim yaseh lochem mishpat v'lo yaki panim lochem mehem, to be honest in business. Okay, that's, I believe, we were up to. So we finished the psukim. We finished the psukim with the three mefarshim. Now let's go back to psukim, up to pasuk tes. Okay, now we're continuing. Let's do a few psukim together. Pasuk tes, perik yud zay, perik yud ches, pasuk yud, perik yud ches, pasuk tes. We're now continuing to describe generation one, or generation zero, the generation of the tzaddikim. What else have these tzaddikim done? Bechukosai yehalech. They go in my laws. Umishpatai shomar. Lasois emes. So the pasuk concludes, tzaddiku, this individual who has done everything that we've listed above, he is a righteous man. Choyo yichya, he shall certainly live. Nu'um Hashem Elokim, so says Hashem Elokim. Let's see this in the Mitzudos pasuk tes. Let's try to go very quickly. Pasuk tes, tzaddiku, choyo yichya. B'miksas sifodim kosuv. I'm sorry. Mitzudos David. B'chukosai yehalech. Af ha-mitzvah shehem kichoyk she'en hatam yedua v'hasotan meshev aleihem im kol zeh holach bohem v'asoam. The individual has followed in the mitzvahs of Hashem. U'mishpatai shamar la'asois enes. We're saying the leimar. Le'osa mishpat b'mi im ha-kavona le'hisnakein bo. Person did not do the mitzvah in order to take revenge or to order to do harm. Ki im shamar es ha-mishpat. A-mishpat la'asois bo levad ho-enes. The horoi mibli kavon acheres, everything was done 100 and l'shem shemayin. Emes is the chesim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadiku ho ish asher kzeh la tzadiki chashev ulechein choyoy yichye ba'ilam hazeh uba'ilam hanefashos, he will live forever. Okay, pasik, let's see Rashi, pasik test, there is none radak. Pasik test says, short radak, v'chugosai yehalech min hadogush v'hu oimeid v'zohar hachukim v'hamishpatim b'chlal m'lvad masha zohar v'prat. Okay, this is just a general description of the person to the person. In addition, what you said in the previous book, he's done all of the good things. Okay, now we begin the next generation. Generation X. What's Generation X, by the way? What does that mean? I see them in the news all the time. All right, next generation. The younger generation? Okay, whatever it is. Pasig Yud. We're up now to the next generation. V'hoilid Bein Poritz. The tzaddik unfortunately gives birth to a child who is a poritz. Poritz means he breaks forth. He breaks out of the bounds of the limitations of his father. Shoifech dam, he's a murderer. The osso och, he does to his brother. Och means a brother. It's as if we're missing a letter. Li'och. He does evil to his brother. Me'achad me'ele. He does to one of the things mentioned above. We go back to the tzaddik. Look at all the good things that the tzaddik did not do. And this child, who's a ben paritz, he does one of those things to his brother. For example, what does he do? Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'hu es kol eile lo yasa. He did not do all of the maisim toivim, but instead he did. Ki gam el heharim ochal. He ate from the zivchei avodah zarah. V'yes eshes re'eu timei, he lived with his neighbor's wife. Ani ve'evyon hoyna, he caused pain to a poor man. Gezelois gozol, he stole. Chavo lo yashiv, he did not return the pledge. V'el hagilulim nosa enav, he lifted up his eyes to the abominations. To'eva osa, he has committed abominations. Pasuk yud gimel baneshech nosanu v'taris lokach, he lent money with ribbis, he collected ribbis. V'choy, now we have a question. V'choy, Hashem says, do you really think that this neshama, this child is going to live? According to Rav Saad Yagoyin, it means you think he's going to live in the next world. According to the Radak, do you think he's going to have a good life? According to the Radak, choy does not mean live. It means a good life. Do you really think he's going to be successful? V'choy, Pasuk concludes and says, lo yichya, he's not going to have a good life. He's not going to have Elam Haba. Ace kol ha'toivos ha'ele osa, because he has committed all of these abominations, most yomos he shall certainly die. Damav bo yiye, his blood will come upon him.
So he committed all of these.
No, so it says me'achas, not necessarily.
Just one?
Well, in fact, you're touching upon a medrash. I don't really want to go into medrash because it's too. I want to just run through this talking, but the Gemara actually discusses: does it mean one or does it mean all? I'll just read you a few lines of the Gemara. Okay, a few lines of the Gemara are. Here's the Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos. No, I got the wrong Gemara. It is a Gemara in. Where is the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Okay, the Gemara in Sanhedrin reads as follows: Dorash Raf Acha. B'Rebbe Chanina, my dechsev. What does it mean? This that we just read before. El heharim loy ochal. The tzaddik did not eat from the zivchei avodah zarah. Shloy ochal. So okay, he goes on. He elaborates. He elaborates here, and he says first it means. Let's look at a beautiful chazal. Shloy ochal bezuchus avoysaf. Okay, it's a beautiful drush. He did not eat from the zivchei to the mountains. The mountain is always in Chazal a code word for the parents. He did not need to come on to Zuchus Ovois to survive. He can stand on his own. That's a very great thing. A very great thing to stand on your own. Tamidu Talmidim Harbe. What does it mean, Tamidu Talmidim Harbe? It doesn't say Yamdu Talmidim Harbe. You should teach Talmidim until they can stand on their own. They don't need to call you up to answer, that you should answer all the questions for them. Rav Moshe, when he gave smicha, on the back of the smicha was the telephone number to call Rav Moshe. The goal is, hemidu, that the Talmidim should be such chachamim, they can stand on their own, they do not need to come on to the Rebbe. It's deeper than that. They should stand on their own, in their own righteousness, they should not need to survive in the zuchus of the Ovos. That's a very great thing. You don't have to live in the shadow of your predecessor, or the person who put you in this position. You should be your own man. That's exactly
the point where when I called my father finally one time, and he said, "I'm not telling you. Look it up."
Okay. The Rav Yoshe Ber was there. That Rav Yoshe Ber that was his derech. Rav Yoshe Ber, Rav Keflin on his shiurim, he always would say that was his derech. When the Talmud would call Rav Yoshe Ber for a question, shaila, more often than not, he would say, "You decide." You think about it, and you make your decision. Hamidu tell me the marve. In fact, my decision is interesting. What?
More abrasive than that. Yeah. Said, you are my Talmud? You should know.
You should know. It's interesting. I went to my sisters, they graduated from YU, and I remember, I went to the graduation. It was a beautiful graduation, and Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, of course, he was then the president, and he spoke in Hebrew, as was his custom. He spoke at the graduation in Hebrew, and that's what he said. That was his vart. That's what he said. I remember this. You know how many years ago this was? And he said from his Rebbe, Moyri v'Rebbe, Zechonu Levracha, Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, the goal is to stand on your own. It's not, I'm not sure the grammatical expression, but it doesn't mean that the Rebbe should stand you up. Hemidu, the Rebbe should put into the Talmud enough koyach, enough kedusha, that he can stand on his own. And that's exactly what it says here in this pasuk about the truth. The truth tzaddik is one according to the Gemara, El Harim Lo Ochal. He does not need to consume from the zuchus avos. He can stand on his own. Next, when it says the Einav Lo Nasa, El Gilulei Beis Yisrael, what does that mean? He did not look at the abominations of the Jewish people. It doesn't just mean he doesn't go look at things Avodah Zarah, Agilei Reis, it means Sholei Holach, Bekoyim Zukufa. The deeper meaning according to Chazal is he did not stand with gaiva. Okay, that's very interesting. Your eyes, you did not lift up. When you lift your eyes up high, you bend your nose up high, you lift up high to the Gilulei Beis Yisrael, that means gaiva, haughtiness, that a person is humble. The Eishes Re'eu Loi Timei, what does that mean? It means you did not yoyred le'umnis chaveiro. You didn't open up a store next door to your friend's store. You didn't take away his parnasa. Okay, there's a store. Next door, you open up another store. That is a problem of hasagas gvul. It depends. A very big shiloh. You have a shul. You open up a shul next door to another shul. It's also shiloh hasagas gvul. The El Isha Nida Lo Yikrav. What does that mean? Shlo nene mikupa shel tzedaka. What does it mean? A nida? You did not nene from tzedaka. Why is a nida? Isha, an isha, nida, a code word for tzedakah? I have no idea. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says this. Uchsiv, it says in the pasuk tzadik hu choyo yichye. Now here's the point. The reason why I'm quoting this because you, Rav Mechol, you asked this question. Kishahoya Rabba and Gamliel magia l'mikra hazeh choye boiche. When he came to this pasuk, he cried. Va'omar man de'avil l'kulu hu dechaye. Does that mean that only if you do all of these you will live? Bachoda minay ulatlo. The simple reading of the pasuk indicates that you have to do all of these things in order to be zoiche to the bracha v'choy, where Hashem says you will live. You need to do all of these things. So Omar le Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not what the pasuk means. You only have to do one of these things in order to be zoiche to olam haba, and the proof is from the converse. When it talks about doing the abominations, El Miata, when it says, Al titamu b'chol eile, do not contaminate yourself b'chol eile, all of these, and that's the pasuk in Acharimos, Arayos. Hochinami doesn't mean b'chulu in b'chadam minay hulo, ele b'achas mikol eile. So hochinami here as well, b'achas mikol eile means one of these.
So we're in trouble.
What? Right, exactly.
We're
in trouble. When it comes to the averis, it means one of them. When it comes to the mitzvahs, likewise. When it comes to the mitzvahs, it means even doing one mitzvah that you can be zeicher to olam haba. Like it says in the Gemara, Rotza Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakois es Yisrael lefikach. Here below, maybe the cone. You go yesterday to the quiet. Tell Allah Yochid Bravin. Allah Kravin.
I just wanted to ask if
behind the machitza, they're learning.
I understand these averos as being symbolic of other averos. But before, when they were listed, we didn't think of them as symbolizing other mitzvahs.
Oh, this is a drasha. This is the Gemara. The Gemara, the Shudah Shal Mikol is the Mitzudas. But these are drashas. These are drashas so that there is a deeper meaning to what these mitzvahs refer to. Okay, in any event, again, that's what we repeat. That's why we say, Rotza Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakois Es Yisrael Lefikach Hirbe Lohen Torah Mitzvahs. Every person has a netiyah, has the chavivas for a certain mitzvah. And that is a sign in Hashemayim that you should dwell upon that mitzvah and excel in that mitzvah. For some people, tefillin. They're super crazy about tefillin. Some people are super crazy about tzitzit. Some people, kiddush levana. They pride themselves. They never miss a kiddush levana their entire life. Isn't that something spectacular? That's something that's not so unreasonable to do. You tell a bar mitzvah boy, you know, you're starting out now. Now's your chance. It's not so unreasonable. They should go your whole life, admei v'eshem, and never miss a kiddush levana. Okay, every person has their specific mitzvah is a netiyah, and through that mitzvah he will be koine olam haba. There's also in learning, there's an olam haba mesechta. One mesechta, you have a chavivus, you know about peh, mila b'mila, and that's really what this Gemara over here says. Rabbi Gamliel, you don't have to cry. You just need one specific to be a shalim in one specific mitzvah in order to earn olam haba. Okay, let's see. We did over here the mitzvahs. Now let's see. Let's see now the Rashi. That's what he said. That definitely one mitzvah. Pick one thing, and that should be your focus. Okay, let's give you a pasuk. Okay, we're up to pasuk. We're not finished the radak. The mitzvahs. I'm sorry, I'm all mixed up. We're in the mitzvahs. So we've gone through pasuk. We did pasuk tests. Up to pasuk yud, okay. We're up. We read all of psukim until how far do we go? I'm getting confused already. Until pasuk yudalid, okay. Until pasuk yudalid. So back in the mitsudo started pasuk yud. V'hoilid v'matzalik hazeh yolid ben paritz hashefech dam. The asa li achiv. When it says in the pasuk he does ach, it means he does to his brother. Me'achad me'ele haniskarim kegezel dechadoyne v'hu es kol ele hatoyva haniskarim le'asa. He did not do the good things. Kigam ritzon le'mar lo hoyedai lo shelo asa hatoyvos. Not only did he not do the mitzvos, ela shegam asa es hora. He did averos. Kigam ochal Beheharim, he ate from the mountains, Mizifcha Tegrevis Avodisukhavim, Hoina, Oshak, Mehen, Hoina, we had many times, Yona, Hoina, he caused pain to others, Chavol, Masha, Mishkein, Bechavolo, Hishiv, Kivar Hashemesh, he did not return the pledge, the Ovar, Al Mitzvah Satorah, Nosa Enof, he lifted up his eyes to look at the abominations, Lehastakil, Bohem, Lehafnois, Libo, Elehem, to look at the Avodazara, to Eva also hadvanu hatoiv bein Hashem, he did abominations, and therefore Baneshach Ritzan Eloimar Lokach bein Beribis Kitsutsa bein Avakribis, he took ribis avak, he learns a new interpretation of is this ribis and is avakribis. Vachoi vechi ish kozer roy lehachayos bezuchus aviv beemes lo yichya. Is such a person who has done these averos deserving that he should merit reward in the zuchus of his fathers? No, lo yichya. And therefore he has nothing to merit, he's not going to live. And rather, the pasuk goes on to say, Mos Yomus, written Loimar, Inki Yomus Bechetoi, Yiye Oid Avoin Misasei Alatzmo, the Unash Boilum Hanafashis. So the Mitsudos is darshaning the repetition, Mos Yomus, he will die in this world and will die in the next world. Al Ki Chota Linafshoi Ligoi Misal Yatzmo, in the Mitsudo Stavit, Pasuk Yud Gimel. In the middle of the Mitsudo Stavit, the Pasuk Yud Gimel, most you must, a double repetition in this world and in the next world. So, Pasuk Yud Dalid. No, that's right. Next, okay. Now let's see Rashi and these few psukim, starting with Pasuk Yud. The Asa Me Och Me Achad Meele. What does it mean? He did Och. It means he did to his brother. Tirgim Yonasan the Abed La Achuhi. He did to his brother. There is a missing lamed in this pasuk. Mechada Meilein. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vehu Es. He did not do. And not only did he not do the mitzvos, but he did averos. Now look at this. Rashi learns more into the pasuk, and this does not say he did mishkaf zochur. Isn't that interesting? Rashi, no, he's saying that the word to'eva is a code. It's a code word. It's all right. The Torah, well, there are a lot of things called a to'eva. There are a lot of things, but specifically, Mishkav Zohur is called a to'eva. Very, very powerful word. And Rashi's only saying that's what this Rashi did. He came at Kedei Kach. Okay, next Rashi, Yedalid. That's really the next parash. Let's see the Radak. We'll stop with the Radak. Pasuk Yud, V'hoyle ben Poritz, Sheporetz Geder Ho'emes. Radak is coming to explain what is the meaning here, the emphasis of a poritz, a person who makes a breach. The breach in what? A breach in emes. Emes. When you break forth, that's the ben poritz. Also, es me'achem me'ile. Och. Now here we have a new interpretation. The Radak is coming to disagree with the Mitsudos and Rashi. And he learns the word och does not mean a brother. And that forces us to add a prefix, le'och, but rather och is in place of echod. He does one of these things. Och kemo echod. V'yomer mimenu. It's as if it means to say achas l'nekeva. Ki gam hi b'loy dolis. Just like when we have the word achas, so the word achas is the feminine form, but the word achas is missing the dalit of echod. V'yomer b'shnei l'shones kemo ani v'anochi. There are two different words. There is echod and achas. Just like you have the word ani and anochi. That's very interesting. Echod mi yodea, echod ani yodea. Why doesn't it say in the Haggadah echod ani yodea, echod anochi yodea? Why doesn't it say anochi? Why the word ani, not the word not anochi? So this goes back to the topic of discussion in Parshas Yisro. That's where really it all is. In Parshas Yisro. How does Yisro, what happens when Yisro comes to Moshe? Ani Yisroi Chosencha Boilacha. Ani Yisroi Boilacha. Yisro introduces himself to Moshe Rabbeinu with the word Ani. What else do we have in Parashas Yisro? Ases Divros. How does Hashem introduce himself to Klal Yisrael? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So there's a parallel between Ani and Anochi. What's the chilek? So the Malbim says, Ani is when the emphasis is my actions. Ani Yoshev. It's not important who I am. What's important that you have to focus on is I'm sitting. I'm sitting and I'm not standing. Who is sitting, who is sitting, who is standing? That's irrelevant. The focus you have to dwell upon is the action, what is taking place, not the person. When you use the expression Anochi Yoshev, it's not important if I'm sitting, I'm standing. It happens to be that I'm sitting. What's important for you to be aware of, it's me. I'm the one that's sitting, not you. You're not the one that's sitting. When Yisrael comes to join Klal Yisrael, he says, Ani Yisrael bo ilecha. It's not important who I am. What's important is, I want to join Klal Yisrael. When Hashem introduces himself to Klal Yisrael, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, what's important is to know who Hashem is. Everything else is bells and whistles. What's important is to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. Over here, when you talk about the Haggadah, at the end of the Haggadah, Echad mi yodea, Echad ani yodea, not Echad anochi yodea, because it's not important who we are, who I am. What's important is to know is the awareness of Echad Elokeinu Shebashamayim uva'aretz. The whole Haggadah is Ma nishtana, Pesach al shum mo, Matz al shum mo. Mo means humility. You are nothing. The end of the Haggadah is to know Echad Ani Yodea. The Yediya is what's important. Me, who I am, the Kavai, my greatest, that is not important. Okay, that's the word from the Haggadah. Ani Yodea Echad. Ani Yodea Anochi. Ani Yodea Anochi. I know that Hashem is the one. Okay. So let's finish up with the Radak. Look over here, it says, V'peirush v'asa es och v'asa ovoin echod v'eiz ovoin me'ela ha'niskonim v'peirush me'acha me'ela ha'niskonim k'mo mikol asho ya'asem me'achas me'sev v'machleik so between Rashi and Radak when it says in the Pasuk v'olid ben poritz shefech dom v'asa och. Does that mean he did to his brother or does it mean he did one of these sins? Pasuk Yud Aleph v'hu es kol ele lo asa. He did not do the mitzvahs. Lo He did the opposite of doing the mitzvahs. Gam ki gam el harim ochal. He ate from the zikum. Ze ochal patach bezokev. This word ochal is a komatz patach bezokev. I'm not sure what that means. It's the chaf. The chaf means ochal. V'shalamala lo ochal. That is a komatz. Komatz bezokev. K'moshe kosavnu. V'asimun lo ochal komatz pumei. An ochal posach pumei. The lo ochal, the komatz is pumei. I don't know what this means. It's a simin to remember. One is a komatz, one is a patach. Yudeis, oni the evyon hoino, zohar oni the lefish, who cholush, who nokel the hoino, so he's an easy target. The who gam. What? We did. Which posse? What? Yeah, we're up to until you doubt. We have to do until you doubt. So it's an easy target. Other people, they target, they take advantage. You're not afraid to harm them. What's hoina? Hoina means to rob them from their assets. Okay, different psukim before the word oina refers to harm. Toeva asa shekara vel nida baneshech v'choy. Bitmiya, you think he's going to live? He's not going to live. Okay, so this concludes two generations. So now we're up to pasuk yudalid. Pasuk yudalid takes us to generation three. Yecheskel is laying out three generations. The first generation is a generation of tzaddikim, where a father was a very great tzaddik. He has a son that's a poritz. So Russia. He breaches the barrier of Emes and does every Avera in the book, even Mishkav Zohur. And then we're going to start tomorrow with Pasuk Yudal, we're going to the third generation, and then Hashem is going to analyze these three generations and make it clear that generation 1, generation 3 are going to be rewarded for their mitzvahs, and generation 2 is going to be punished for their sins. There's not going to be any Avos, Poiked, Avon, Avos, Albanim, or the like. Okay, there's a lot more. There's also an interesting idea, and that is what happens if you skip a generation. Let's say exactly what this particular video tells you. You have a grandfather who's a tzaddik, let's say the way around, a grandfather who's a Rasha, and then a son who's a tzaddik, and then you have a grandson who is a Rasha. So there's a break. There's a break between the two generations of wicked. Does Hashem punish the third generation for the sins of the grandfather when there was a hefsik between the grandfather and the son?
Yeah.
And the grandson. Is there such a principle? Poikein avoin ovois albanim, does that apply? That is hinted to, I think, to some degree in the next psukim when we finish up. In fact, we're getting over here with three generations. There is some interesting dush here as well. All right, we'll stop here.